sometimes like a little bit of greed will come up, and apply like an antidote, like say whatever. If it's craving, then apply some asubha, and then it'll actually seem like it's exacerbating it. And I've heard this simile of like heated up stone, and you pour like cold water on it, and all this like steam comes up, and you think, oh, this steam's coming up, and it's something bad is happening, but it's cooling out the rock. And I'm wondering if you have any encouragement or Lompo Cha, like if any similes to like encourage that when you're applying an antidote and you're doing it skillfully, but it seems to be like, yeah, actually like flaring things up. But
one is to you have to be investigating all the time, but it's and then the aspect of having Ajahn Chah just over and over and over again, how many times he told us, just be patient, keep working, be practice, the practice works. You think that he says it's, he gave a lovely image of, he said it's like, you put what you want to do is put like a cage of mindfulness and wisdom around your defilements, and you think, that should just sort of contain them. The reality he said it's like putting a tiger in a cage. So of course, as soon as you put the tiger in a cage, and it just wants to get out, and it roars and bats the bars of the cage, and of course after a while it gets tired and sits down and gets up and sort of roars and charges the cage and keeps. And the thing to do is just keep it in the cage. Don't feed it. Don't engage with it. Don't try to get in the cage and try to force it to be quiet. Just be able to watch. After being patient and not feeding it and being skillful, not encouraging it in any way. After a while, that tiger just every once in a while just would lift its head.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is the we tend to that the doing mind wants to I've got to do something, and that's where it tends to exacerbate things. Or we're expecting it to, all of a sudden, you're kind of trying to strike a deal with it. Okay, I'm going to be restrained now, and you're going to be quiet. and then you sort of restrain yourself for a bit, and then look and say, okay, now you're supposed to be quiet, aren't you? And of course they say, no, you can't. But it's a lot of what we're doing is trying to strike a deal with it rather than actually kind of relinquish.